Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and I'm joined by Kaveh Danishmand, who is the director, the artistic director of the Festival of Iranian Films here in Prague. First of all, Kaveh, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, more than welcome. I'm very happy that the festival happened in Prague. Now the festival is happening in Brno, and we are extremely thrilled and moved by the way the audience is treating the festival, how they actually come to the festival, how they actively get involved, how they vote for their favorite films, and how they give us very positive feedback about the overall
experience,
style, and the overall mood of the event. The vibes were very positive. The audience attendance was great. The films we chose were the films we really wanted to have in the festival, and everything went smooth. We had very, really positive feeling ourselves. Our expectations were high, and somehow the festival managed to match with our expectations.
Well, this is the fourth edition of the festival. I was wondering if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the history of the festival, and you know that it's reached its fourth year this year. But how did it start in the first place? What was the aim of the festival when it first began?
Well, honestly, it was 2011 when we started building up the foundations of the festival. Anyone who lives in Prague knows that the Czech people are quite cultivated when it comes to culture, when it comes to films, when it comes to music. There are many, many festivals going on in Prague whole year long, and we thought that the presence of a festival of Iranian films would just match the expectations of the audience in Prague. We were really working hard in the first year to make sure that we have a kickstart for the festival, and we were quite amazed by how the audience supported us. So once the first year of the festival was over, we were quite sure we want to move on and continue doing it again. So then it came the second year of the festival, where we decided to actually show a brief retrospective of Iranian cinema from the 80s and 90s. And again, the third year, which was 2014, January, where we decided to show the different type of Iranian cinema, which was more or less focused on the fifth generation of Iranian filmmakers. And here we are in the fourth edition of the festival with the team of rebels of Iranian cinematography, trying to show more or less the independent, low-budget cinematography in Iran, which is quite successful throughout the world and in international film festivals.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about the actual theme of the festival, and obviously a little bit about the program itself and some of the titles presented.
We managed this year to bring some of the best works of the recent Iranian cinematography, along with a couple of them which were really not produced in Iran, but they were just amazing. The theme of the festival, the Rebels of Iranian Cinema, well, we were just trying to talk about those of Iranian filmmakers who are just exploring new boundaries and borders of cinema. They are trying to come up with new proposals to the film language. And they do it with little support, simply because once you try to experiment a new style of cinema, you are jeopardizing your commercial success and audience reception. But the statistics show that these films that we showed in the festival were actually quite well accepted by the audience. Those are the people who are taking risks in cinema, and they usually have little or no support. They are, most of them are very young, and most of them have managed to achieve praise internationally in festivals such as Berlin, such as Cannes, Sundance, and so on and so forth. So this is more or less what we were trying to portray with the theme of the festival.
Not to mention that, of course, there's always a problem with censorship.
Many of these films that were screened in the festival have not yet been screened in the Iranian cinema, so they haven't actually been going through the censorship really harshly yet. Mm. I do believe that the Iranian censorship is just more or less the framework within which most of the Iranian filmmakers know how to work. We have some sort of a deep-rooted understanding of what we can say and what we cannot say in cinema. So when you look at the films, you notice that the films and the subject matter has already gone through a subconscious censorship by the filmmakers themselves, so that when they actually go to the board of censorship, there is not much that can be taken off the film. However, there are a few exceptions in the festival, which has a lot of controversy over their content matter, over their subject matter. But I do believe that what we are really focused on is not which film has gone through more censorship and which film has gone through less. The only scale with which we judge the quality of our films is artistic qualities and cinematic achievements of the films.
Because of the nature, the characteristic nature of Iranian cinema, the mixture was even more exciting to witness in person. A question would be to maybe give our listeners a little bit of backstory to the selection, or maybe just mention some of the titles that kind of define this edition of the festival. Like for instance, I could admire that there was films that spanned from the horror genre to the very dramatic genre, and profound films like Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, and then there was a profound film like The Last Step. So would you like to mention some of the titles that were presented this year?
I would have to say that many of the films in the festival could properly and conveniently represent the theme of the festival. There are films such as It's a Dream. They were done with very low budget. They have been made with a crew of four or five people, and they have been made by just passion and really little financial support. And I do believe they very well, these kind of films represent the Iranian cinematography's rebels. There would be films such as Stopover from the documentary section, which was premiered in Cannes Film Festival. It was nominated for European Film Awards, and it has gone to so many film festivals after its premiere. And once you look at the film and you see how the film was done, you really see that there was just passion driving the director forth, and the film itself is an outstanding artistic achievement in the history of Iranian cinematography. There are also other titles such as Fish and Cat, which is a one-shot film, and it's 130 minutes, and it won in Venice Film Festival for its creative content. And these kind of films are just unusual and even irrational to make if you want to have a commercial success. But they can very well show that the people who are making these films are really concerned about the idea of cinema itself, the idea of the audio-visual power of cinema, and that is why they take many risks. They make very brave and courageous decisions in making their films.
I think there's something very exciting happening in Iranian cinema now. Fish and Cat could be mentioned as one of the prime examples of like starting some sort of a stylistic trend and setting a new cinematic language for art house cinemas all over the world.
This year, for the first time, we had the industry program of the festival, where some of the well-established Iranian producers and filmmakers met the counterparts, the Czech counterparts here. And we are very happy that in its first year, the industry program of the festival has managed to actually create a zone for a possible potential co-production between Iran and Czech Republic. We are quite sure that there are good news coming also out of our industry program, and I think this would just add one more bridge between the culture of Iran and Czech Republic, along with the films we show. So I hope that the audience will be satisfied all the time with our festival, and I hope you manage to move forward and explore other dimensions of Iranian cinema in the upcoming edition.
Yeah, there are clear signs that show that this festival is destined to grow in future editions. Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.